I don't reckon Nat Young and Trent Besutton were upset. They thought it was terrific and great to see. He's exceptional. Bring up a landmark stakes win for Extravagant. So a real good Kiwi connection there. And Nat joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nat.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really great to see a horse like that bounce back first up. He's actually pulled up really well too this morning. So, yeah, so see how far we can get him, see if we can get him out to the trip next start.
Stable's having a terrific run. We were chatting only a week ago following the win of Sierra Sue. When you say up in trip, are you aiming for the stars with He's Exceptional during the spring?
Well, there's a nice race at the Valley in a couple of weeks over, you know, the three-year-old colt from Garden 12. Well, there's the week later, the Expert Plate. So we'll just see how he comes through and see which direction we sort of go in. You know, there's a horse that can be ridden quite cold. When he was second behind Crystal Bound, he was, you know, right out last at the top of the straight there at the Valley. So, you know, judging by what the sire's done, I think we can get him there, no problem. But we'll just weigh up and see how fresh he is and how he bounces through that run yesterday.
There's a couple of boom horses in that race yesterday, and it looked to be a high-pressure race. He was 26 out to $31 from a betting point of view. You liked him at those good odds. That's well known. How did you treat him yesterday?
Well, we were sort of thinking about sending him over to Adelaide the week before, and I just thought, oh, first up, you know, sometimes that can take a little bit of the edge off them for your campaign. So we decided to keep him here and run him in that. And we were, like, I was a little bit worried about Jigsaw, to be honest, because I'd seen him trial up to Cranbourne with the blinkers on, so I knew he'd be the one to sort of beat. So it was only a little sputter. I think I only had 50 to win on him, to be honest, so that was enough at those sort of odds. Yeah, it was just nice to see. You know, it was a cheap little purchase, $40,000 from New Haven, and we brought another. He's Exceptional too through the year, and I think we've still got a few tails and hoofs left in that, so maybe it might help some others jump on board that.
And debutant winner yesterday, again, New Zealand connection there with Tavistock, the sire of Benskowski, winning at Wangaratta. How did you see his win?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good, actually. I galloped beside him through the week with Savvy Lad, and he worked up really well. He still did a little bit wrong yesterday, but once he actually got on the right leg, he sort of knuckled away from him nicely. He's probably obviously going to be better when he gets up a trip, but he's shown he was quite sharp. He only tried a bit fair those first couple of jump outs. Then we put him on the synthetic and he won that. And that just really sort of brought him on, I think, gave him a bit of confidence. So, yeah, we'll step him up to a little bit of a trip, probably a mile next start in a couple of weeks. But he's come through that run nicely too. So he's not an overly big Tavistock. So we'll just see how far we can progress him through in this campaign.
How's Sierra Sue come through last week?
Oh, excellent. She had a really couple of quiet days, just hand-walked her and just gave her a few picks for the first couple of days afterwards. And we've actually had her out to Seaford Beach a couple of times through the week, and she's absolutely loved it. So she'll have a gallop on Tuesday, and, but she's come through it super. She's it's really actually brought her on. She's looking fantastic. She's all dappled up behind her hindquarters, and she's really bounced through the run.
Full steam ahead for the Memsie?
Yeah, I think so, as long as she gallops well on Tuesday, but you can't fault her. She actually got home after the Caulfield win and ate up and looked to bowl clean, so you're always going to love that when they have a good run like that and they look to bowl afterwards.
What did you make of Commands the Field first up at Bendigo during the week, over the real short course, the sprint trip?
Look, I thought she hit the line awesome. I just think she probably got in a little bit of trouble at the top of the turn. Just cost her a little bit. She got a little bit of that carve up, and that probably just cost her using that momentum that she needed at the top of the straight. But she's come through it well, and I think we can just put a bit of a line through that. She's only really beaten half a length, and she was sort of really running past the post. So that's what we sort of wanted to see.
What about Strong Hand at Sale today, or after scratchings? I think you're heading three horses down to Sale. Lunar March, Cape Victory and Savvy Lad in the same race. I think you said you galloped alongside Savvy Lad during the week. Any expectation of your runners at Sale?
I quite like Lunar Mac. Look, I think he's going to be a horse that's going to progress more once he gets up to a mile or even 2,000 metres. Been out of his Belmere. But he's trialled up really nicely. He had a trial the other day and he was third behind him, Pecunius. He's a horse that can just try to go a little bit hard early in his pace work, but with that nice gate today, we'll use it and probably just sit in behind the speed and see how that track's sort of playing. But he's a lovely big Morris that, I think he's going to progress nicely going forward. So he's probably our best chance.
race 3, number 10, Luna Max. Stable's having a great run at the moment, Nat, and we know racing has its ups and downs. Can you pinpoint anything that's different? Have you changed anything in the way you've been approaching your work, etc., or is it just the fact that things are starting to go your way and you're having a bit of luck?
Oh, I just think, you just sort of target your team to come right coming into the spring. Everyone wants to be, winning these good races going forward at this time of year, so I think it's just a matter of, we've just got a good team behind us. We've got some really nice horses going forward, and, we're always active through the year at the sales, and they're just sort of starting to hit their straps at the right time. So I think it's just a combination of that. And, you have your runs. Every stable has your good runs, and they do, and it's a good time of year for the stable to be coming right.
Great association with Craig Newitt, but also Daniel Moore. Now he's back from injury, really working hard and developing a good relationship with your team.
Yeah, look, they're both great jockeys, and they come in and they do a lot of track work and they do a lot of jump outs for us, and you just get that really good feedback from them, which helps us going forward to where you're going to place your horses. So, no, they deserve all the accolades. They work hard for us, and, love seeing them get on one and have a win, sort of try and spread it out a little bit so they're all both getting a bit of a feed, on these nice horses. So they've all got some, nice horses going forward that they'll keep associating with.
Team's working very well at the moment. Nat, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on yesterday.
Great. Thanks very much.